This is GQDN for Tuesday, August 29th, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit at audibletrial.com/groupquest, by patreon.com/groupquest, and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have a Diablo reminder, what Jupiter did announce, and Lara Croft. We begin today with the Esports Corner, because ESTNN did say that the Guard is out of the VTC 2024 esports games because they tried to get into the VCT season and they wanted to get to the initial plan with about 30 partner teams, three new organizations, which is the Guard, Bleed Esports, and Gentlemates, that would join their respective regional leagues. Riot did say, however, on X that after discussions with Guard, they have decided to maintain the VCT Americas at 10 team. So, here's what Valorant Esports NA did say on X. Quote, an update regarding the teams participating in VCT Americas 2024. And they posted a link, a nice little picture that says, quote, competition update. After several months of rounds of communications with the Guard, the organization has failed to meet the deadline to agree to the team participation agreement for VCT Americas. As a result, the Guard will not be participating in 2024 VCT Americas leagues. No team will be promoted to VCT Americas, and the league will field 10 teams for the upcoming season. End quote. In fact, because of this, George Goetz did say an X, quote, there's been numerous layoffs at the Guard, according to Jake Sucky. I will try to find out how this affects the Valorant boys. So we will keep an eye on that as well. That's the bad news. But now we got some good news, depending on who you are. And Gadget did say, as we get into video games and the good news, that Panic's first showcase had some weird titles. Well, they did. And it started with Nyar, play with your food. So essentially that's what you're doing. You're playing with food in the game and you're throwing it everywhere. Like you're not trying to make like new dishes, but it's just gonna be lots and lots and lots of different stuff. So indeed we'll keep an eye on what happens here. But there was some 3D versions of donuts, burgers, some tea and other foods. And the game will be hitting PC and PlayStation 4 and 5 on September 12th because it has some DualSense specific interactions like slurping some soup through the controller's microphones. Well, thank goodness you're here. Oh, that's another game. And that game did get some opening night live showcase there last week. And the developers, Will Todd and James Carbutt, did give some additional information. Now, thank goodness you're here is basically a slapstick platformer, and it's reminiscent of the game called Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared. But it does have a handcrafted gumball and maybe some Adventure Time art style. So you get to go through an English town as a traveling salesman who does pick up some odd jobs from weird people of Barnsworth. And thank goodness you're here does come out for PC, Switch, and PlayStation 5 next year. Then there's Arco. Now this is an archery game, and it's a pixel game. And it does come with a pretty big soundtrack to it. And the Polish pixel artist named Frank Nowotnik and the Australian developer Max Cahill and the Spanish composer Jose Ramon Garcia, and one from Mexico, an industry veteran named Antonio Yerbe. Now, Arco is a turn-based RPG with a unique combat system that does have players move in real time. You'll be dodging some shots, and you'll have some moments between seconds. The game will come to PC and consoles, but it is unknown which consoles it will be yet. The game comes out 2024. Now, Despelote was also announced, and that is all about soccer, worldwide known as football. And they did get some stories from Julian Corrado and Sebastian Fabiano. And it was about the economic downtime in the 1990s. Downturn, I should say, not downtime. And how the players united the country in the 2002 World Cup. So that game is coming to PC, Xbox Series X and S, and PlayStation 5 next year. Now, we've talked about this one before, and as time flies, and while it was in the Summer Game Fest of 2022, Panic has signed on now to publish it. So Panic will work as the distributor. Now, time flies, as well you may know, is a black and white game. You work as a fly, and you can do some different things as a fly. Well, some things aren't realistic, but yeah, it's still some things that you can. Now, Time Flies will land on PC, Switch, and PlayStation 5 in 2024, which is the delay from the initial 2023, which is fine. We'll see how that game does. And there was some teasing from the teams that made the game Far, Changing Ties, Far, Lone Salus, and from the developers that made the untitled House, and they are making something new. Now, Panic is the one that published the Untitled Goose Game, but they're going to help out with whatever comes next from House. Interesting stuff. Now we get to some other games here, because Nintendo did say that 30XX does get a September release on Switch. Now, 30XX has a Mega Man look to it, and it does have some roguelike feel to it, according to Nintendo Everything, which will include Binding Isaac, Enter the Gungeon, Dead Cells, so on and so forth. So there's some co-play to it. So it is a bit of PvP, and it'll come out on September 1st, 2023. And that will be in America. September 12th will be for Europe, and Japan will get the game on September 28th. Breaking the start apart, that they are. But some people are going to have fun with this one. Push Square did say that Lara Croft will join Call of Duty. That's right. And she's not the only one, because she's going to have her pistols. And on September 9th, she will be purchasable as an operator in Modern Warfare 2 and Warzone. She will be in Season 5 in a Reloaded update, which does also bring Mace to the game, the 21 Savage Modern Warfare character. Now, the Call of Duty website did give more detail to it. We don't have time to do it, but there's a lot of stuff going on with Season 5. So go take a look at that stuff. And if you like some Tomb Raider, she'll be there too. Now, Eurogamer did say that The Day Before is getting a new name and a new release date. Now, the developer of the MMO, The Day Before, did file a new trademark for that game, and they trademarked the word Day World. Now, that comes from Fantastic, and people were saying, Fantastic. But let's get to the trademark first. Now, or to the game, actually, because the game was going to be on Steam and was meant to be released in March, but there was a bunch of events that went on, and such as not trademark the game, so they had to go back and trademark the game. So since they did that, well, they said that they were optimistic about the legal proceedings and being reinstated on Steam, but now The Day Before has yet to return on Steam in any form, and the game is set to release for PC on the 10th of November. But some people were not happy about it. In fact, people on Reddit, namely CyberX, did say, LOL, not likely. Looks like another trademark delay in the works so they can stall the release some more. Day World, dumbest name ever, LOL. Yep, that's what they think. Now we get to Nintendo Everything, and the sales have been set for August 26th. Now, right now, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe still sits around the top, but Armored Core 6 Fires of Rubicon took that spot that Mario Kart 8 had. So Armored Core is at number 1, Mario Kart 8 is number 2. Legend of Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom, still there, number 3. If FIFA 23, no duh. Hogwarts Legacy, still in the top 10. Lego Star Wars, The Skywalker Saga, came out of nowhere to 6th. Mortal Kombat Ultimate, number 7. Minecraft's number 8. The Witcher 3, Wild Hunt, Game of the Year Edition, number 9. And Grand Theft Auto 5, number 10. So there you go. Now, Jupiter, according to Nintendo Everything, did announce the LuxArts Grimoire for Switch. So, what this does is it combines two world puzzles and number of puzzles for new type of experience. The game will have some story to it, nearly 300 puzzles, and more. So if you like puzzle games, this one's for you. Go have fun. Jagged Alliance 3, according to WCCF Tech, will be coming to consoles very soon. But when? Well, THQ Nordic did say that Alliance 3 will be coming soon to consoles. They did not say when in a press release, but what they did say is the game will be released on PlayStation 4 and 5, Xbox One, Series X and X, S and X, and it'll be around $60 for the game. Now, the press release did say something about an 81 score on Metacritic, and WCCF Tech gave it an 8.5 out of 10, but we'll indeed see what happens. And BGC, or BG247, the literacy. But BG247 did say that Diablo 4's first gold and XP boost is coming, but it's not quite double. But yeah, they're kicking off the game's first almost double XP and gold weekend. And this will be the common live service games, which would include other games like World of Warcraft and Call of Duty. But you will not be able to double the amount of XP or the amount of gold that you might get or expect, because there's a base 25% increase to earn both from all sources. And there goes to be an icon that sits alongside the potion count. And they'll be saying that the buff is active. So, it does start out September 1st, Friday, 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, and 6 p.m. BST. And it will end on Tuesday, September 5th, at the same time. So you're ready for that. But Push Square did remind us that one of the bigger hits of the year, Sea of Stars, is coming to PlayStation Plus Extra. And it's here now. So, yeah, you can go play it if you got PlayStation. You got us. We are Group Quest. We are Dawn Forge. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2023. All rights are reserved. More news tomorrow. We'll see you then. Till then, go play some games, people.